This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zama the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening. The show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, hippos, elephants, TLC, TV stars, manatees, any other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, snails, or geckos. As I always say, no geckos. That there ain't none left at the end of this year. Anyways, they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zama the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zamo the Splendiferous. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zama the Destroyer. If not, shame on you. You can catch yourself up at ZamaTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Well. The last couple weeks sure sucked. It stayed cold and frozen, and then Georgie got sick with some kind of monkey disease. So not only was she always around the house, as per normal, just bad enough, but now, because she was sick, she wasn't even going downstairs to her painting studio, just plonking her fat chimp ass on the sofa and hogging the remote. Which is why there was no show the last couple Sundays, because A, Iguana had no privacy to talk freely without Georgie eavesdropping, and B, Nick told technical support monkey to stay away because Georgie was under quarantine. Anyway, by a week ago Friday, Georgie was complaining that her throat hurt, plus Iggy had had enough of her shit, so Ig took it upon himself to phone the vet for advice.
Hi, Zamo, how are you?
Iguana's perfect, it's my chimp that screwed up.
What do you mean?
She's very sick and Iguana wants to know if we have to have her put down.
I'm not a human doctor, but...
But you do treat monkeys, correct?
Little ones, not humans.
Close enough. Do we have to put her to sleep? Or, you know, take her out back old Yeller style? Whichever's more economical, I'm not picky.
I'm pretty sure there's no reason to euthanize her.
I don't know, Doc. She's got a pretty bad cooties infection that might have gone terminal.
Cooties isn't ever fatal, Zamo.
Iguana saw on that Dr. Pole vet show about deworming.
Oh, has she been having a lot of diarrhea?
I don't know.
Was she going to the bathroom a lot?
No, she's sitting on the couch and whining about her ear and throat, especially the left one. Do you think she has mites?
People don't really get ear mites. She might have a bacterial infection or virus, though.
Virus? Does my chimp have the AIDS? That's when Georgie seemed to wake up a bit from her nap on the couch. Who are you talking to, Zamo? Iguana's asking the vet if you have the AIDS. I don't have AIDS. That's what they all say, just like that George Michael dude who died of AIDS. George Michael is too fat to have died from AIDS. He just had a heart attack. Shut up, Georgie. Iguana's trying to get medical attention for you from a professional. So, Dr. Horton, does my chimp have the AIDS?
No, highly unlikely, unless she's been shooting heroin with dirty needles or butt-fucking strange men who swing both ways and shoot heroin with dirty needles. She probably just has the flu.
Butt-fucking, eh? When she was out butt-fucking strange men, Iguana assumes she'd have to be out and about on her Saturday nights instead of home watching House Hunters reruns, but as for the heroin, I mean, she is into the art scene. I don't do heroin.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she's not on the needles, almost. She doesn't act like a junkie.
Shouldn't we run some tests to be sure?
Well, why don't you look in her throat with a flashlight and tell me what you see?
So I grabbed my little LED flashlight, you know, the one I usually shine in Georgie's eyes in the summertime when she's not out of bed and feeding me at 5:47 in the morning. Anyways, I used it for a different purpose this time. I told Georgie to open wide, and she's like, why? And I says, because Dr. Horton says so, chimpette. Anyway, there's some back and forth, but she complied. So, anyways, I just said to Dr. Horton, yeah, it kind of looks like the view down a chimp's gullet, Dr. Horton.
What's the color, though?
Pinkish, sorta.
Not red?
No.
Any white spots?
You mean teeth?
No, I mean, are there white spots on, like, the pink fleshy areas?
No, doesn't look like it.
Any kind of yellow areas?
You mean teeth?
No, on the pink areas.
No.
Okay, well then she probably doesn't have strep throat.
What's strep throat?
It's a bacterial throat infection.
Is she contagious?
Well, sure, she can spread the flu.
Should Iguana be wearing a hazmat suit right now?
No, you won't get sick from the flu. Just people.
What about this bacteria shit?
No, you're probably fine.
She shouldn't be handling my food, should she?
Well, she should wash her hands first.
Yeah. Can one get the throat aids from the pile of used Kleenex she's leaving on the coffee table? And Georgie pipes up again. I don't have AIDS, Zamo. Dr. Horton said,
well, you know, a person could, but you should be fine, Zamo.
Should I put her in quarantine and keep her annoying chimp friends from coming over and catching the throat aids?
Well, sure, it's probably wise to keep it from spreading.
So, what do we do with her?
Well, tell her to drink lots of fluids, gargle with salt water. If it gets worse, she needs to go see a human doctor.
And?
She could probably suck on some Cepacols. That might soothe things a bit. Maybe drink some hot tea.
And?
That's pretty much it.
But she does need to get the hell off the couch, right?
If she's comfortable there, just leave her be.
You're not being very helpful, Dr. Horton.
Okay, I mean, she's rest in bed.
And you're sure we don't need to put her down? No! Shut up, Jordy. Anyways, Dr. Horton says no.
I'm sure she's fine. She'll be fine in a few days.
Anyway, so Iguana called Georgie's mommy to come over and deal with Georgie and her disgusting biohazard mess. So Grandma, Georgie's mom, came over, made Georgie some soup, gave me a raisin tart, which I guess is better than a kick in the ass. Wasn't exactly any maraschino cherries like I asked for, but anyways. And we ordered Georgie to go up to bed. That's pretty much how the whole week went. Week and a half. Almost 2 weeks now. Yeah, 2 weeks. Georgie would come downstairs, plonk her ass on the sofa, watch shitty TV, expel huge wads of orange and green snot slime balls and things into Kleenexes, and then she'd just kind of loosely ball them up and leave them on a pile on the coffee table until Iguana started yelling, and Georgie would ignore me at first, and then I'd phone her mommy to come clean up the mess and yell at Georgie, and finally Georgie'd go up to bed. And Georgie hasn't even started on any of the New Year's resolutions Iguana gave her because I'm not going to the gym for 2 hours, Zamo, and second, I need to rest. Bitch. Anyway, so she's slowly been supposedly getting slightly better, got out of the house a little bit the last couple days, so I guess we're sort of back to normal or whatever. Which still sucks because she's still around the house all the time. At least she's downstairs painting. Anyways, that's been my couple weeks. I guess we'll get back on your normal schedule now, hopefully. Speaking of normal schedules, Iguana gotta go have a nap. Plot revenge. Anyways. So don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, just go to my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com. You can grab individual episodes there or stream it, whatever. Talk at you eggs next week, I hope, assuming Georgie doesn't come down with the throat aids again. Anyways, if she does, might have to look at getting her put down. It's for the best, really, you know. That's what the vet shows on Nat Geo Wild keeps saying when they put down horses and dogs and stuff. Anyways, so hopefully talk at you eggs next week. Bye.